I'm Brian Turner with 88.1 MyFM today. I'm very happy to be speaking with Sue Evans of the Mississippi Mills Alumni Relations Group. And we're going to be talking today about an event that's coming up on September 30th that's going to be happening in communities all across the country. Can you give us a description, Sue, of what's happening in Mississippi Mills?
In the evening on September 30th, we're holding a vigil to mark the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. It will be youth-led, and it'll be a time to honor the children who went to the residential schools and some who didn't come home, and also to reflect on what it is we might do to help further reconciliation in our community.
And who all is involved in this vigil?
Well, a number of groups. The town itself is very supportive and wants to see this happen. And we ourselves, the Alumni Relations Group, as well. But the youth in particular are leading it. The youth from St. Paul's Anglican Church and Elmont United Church, and from the Youth Center.
And what can people expect that attend the vigil on September 30th?
Well, it's actually going to be quite a, I think, a moving event. The youth developed a walkway carrying signs of the 94 Calls to Action, one of the ones that mean something to them. And then there will be some speakers, but also youth doing some readings and so forth. And in particular, we'll have a special guest, Shelley Sayu, who's the great-granddaughter of a chief of Pickwockagon, who, in her story, lost connection with her traditions and her roots. And she will talk about what it means to her to reconnect. She is a jingle dancer. And we'll also have a young person from Shabbat-Abajawan community, who is a shawl dancer, and she too will talk about what her culture means to her. And this, I think, is a good thing to do, because of course it was the intention of our country to erase the culture and the language and the law, land and all of that. So it's a way of speaking the truth in terms of what it really means to reconnect again.
Why should the public support and participate in this event?
Now, I'm not sure the word is right to say should. Think about it for a minute. We've had friends and family recently, somebody who lost a child, very horrific things. And it's not that we would say you should go to the funeral or the vigil, but we say we hope you'll go, because it's a way of standing with people as they struggle to come to grips with what happened and to heal. And when we go, we often say, is there anything I can do? And so to come to the vigil, and you have to understand, it's far larger than a simple individual tragedy. And it's going to take a long time, even as people, and it's amazing how they are finding their way, becoming engaged in their culture. We're going to have a wonderful reconciliation through art event in Elmont that day. And it'll be wonderful to see how they're moving forward. And this doesn't happen overnight. And think all the more so when we are neighbors and our forebears were really the cause of this trauma. And so here we are side by side with people that know that as they struggle with the impact. And so I just really hope that people see these are our brothers and sisters. They're not some group over there that happened long ago, but people who continue to carry the trauma. It reverberates through the generations, and we have to understand that. So I hope people will want to go and say, you're not alone.
Your group firmly believes this is a youth-led event. Why is it so important for youth to be the focus of this Truth and Reconciliation vigil?
Well, it's a little bit like the November 11th celebrations. We won't forget. The youth are the leaders for tomorrow, and they will carry the story and the memory and the sense of responsibility. And we are quite delighted at their engagement in all of this. We have about 15 on the committee, 15 youth. they have spent some time thinking about the calls to action and so forth and what they mean to them. And I think they'll remember that and carry forward and realize that, as the Indigenous people say, it took 7 generations for this to happen. It's going to take 7 generations to heal.
So the event takes place at Elmont's Riverfront Park on Spring Street on Tuesday evening, September 30th, and things get underway at about 7 p.m. with a welcome and land acknowledgement.
That's right. And it'll end with a candlelight procession over to the Seven Gifts, where they'll put their candles there. The Seven Gifts are fundamental teachings of the Algonquin Anishinaabe people.
I can't thank you enough for taking the time to speak with us today, Sue, and very much look forward to September 30th when we can all pause and reflect on the event and what it represents. Hope to see, as you do, a good turnout of area residents and people from the community to join together in this very, very worthwhile cause.
Thank you very much, Brian, for highlighting what's happening.